Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 237 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 7th of September 2025. We are having a history theme today in four parts, beginning with towns and cities. In 1620, the town of Kokkola, a charming seaside town now in Finland, was founded by King Gustavus Adolphus of Sweden. This led me to our opening dance, City Lights, by Nicola Scott, now published in RSCDS Book 52 with the recording by Jim Lindsay and his band.
We'll be right back.
Tracy played Micah Thompson of Mile End by Ian R. Muir as the lead tune for City Lights. Then Cairn O'Moore by Luke Brady. Kathleen McAdam's Jig by Andy Imbrie. And Manus Lunny's Terracotta Plower Pop, better known as the Parahandy theme, by Phil Cunningham. The Founders' Reel, of which there are three, which we will have next, is for five couples in a longwise set, with the usual ones and threes beginning, by Niall Mitchell. Ones and threes turn right, cast, and turn left hand to face first corners. Corner partner to face third corners. Right shoulder reels across, 3-4-3. Then dance right shoulder around third corner, turn right, and cast one place. No recording for this. So as we are in Finland, here are Muriel Johnston and friends with a track called The Northern Lights. Johnston, with Jim Lindsay, Ian Robertson, Keith Smith and Gordon Smith, played Sharper's Point by Muriel, The Breakdown by Ian Hardy, The Big Fin by Graham Mitchell, Jim Muir's Reel by Gordon Fratello, and Huey Shorty's Reel by John Wilmot. The second city founding today was in 1630, when Boston, Massachusetts was founded. Our 8x Strass Bay, therefore, is Second City Strass Bay by Gillian Jennings, actually written for Birmingham, UK, of course. The dance was published in the Birmingham Diamond Collection in 2006, and the CD was recorded by George Meikle and the Lothian Band. Thank you. first tune for Second City Strathbay is the modern-sounding Pay As You Go, which is marked as traditional. Then the Lothian band followed that with Mrs. Margaret E. Campbell by Willie Laurie, Miss Christina Ireland by David Cunningham Sr., and Delaved Brig by Angus Cameron. We will stay in Boston for the next three dances. Boston Scottish Fiddle Club Jig was devised by Evelyn Murray Lenthal for the members of the Fiddle Club, which was led by Ed Perlman. Ones and twos right hand across in three bars and back with the left, then ones cast as twos dance up. Mirror reels of three on the sides, with ones finishing back to back between the twos for a reel of four across. Ones and twos set, turn right hand, so that twos remain at the top, and ones meet on the centre line to turn left hand, moving down to second place. The recommended recording is for the dance Last of the Lairds, and here is Don Bartlett and the Scotians from the CD Memory Lane. Thank you. tune was Neil Gow's Stool of Repentance. And then Don Bartlett played three of his own tunes, Francis Gray, Bala Kinwid, and Sunset View. The original track for that last dance was on an LP called Boston Hospitality. And our next dance, the 25th Reel, was written by Alan and Lydia Smith for the 25th anniversary ball of the Concord, Massachusetts, Scottish Country Dance Group, which they had founded in 1960. Ed Perlman, the leader of the Scottish Fiddle Club, composed the tune and played at that ball. The Concord group became a Boston branch class 4 years later. And the dance was included in the Branch 50th Anniversary Collection in 2000, and the band Boston Hospitality played on the CD. Boston Hospitality played The 25th Reel by Ed Perlman, Huey Shorty's Reel by John Wilmot, and St. Kilda Wedding, which is traditional. Our last dance in this section is a five-couple square set Strathspey called Lost in Boston. And I have to admit, reading the crib for the first time, I think that sounds quite an appropriate title, though I reckon it might work quite well. I've chosen a Bobby Brown track for this called The Fireside Lounge. Thank you. Bobby Brown and the Scottish accent, playing on the TAC 50th anniversary album, began and ended with Callum's Road by Donald Shaw. In between, we heard Babby's Scottish and Gertie Gibb, both by James Scott Skinner, and Stuart Tartan, which is traditional. Our next event is the earliest, so out of order today, when Louis the Stammerer was crowned King of West Francia by Pope John VIII in 878. I just love the way they said it as it was, poor Louis the Stammerer. I found a medley, We Stand With France, which was devised by Sue McKinnell of Chicago after the terror attacks in Paris on November the 13th, 2015. The dance is for three couples in a four-couple set, so is the alternating sort. This recording was originally for a dance which I wrote, 6 Mile Road from Pitlochry, published in TSC Dance Book 1. So here is Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band to play for us.
Thank you.
Eight tunes for that alternating medley were The Smiths Are Gallant Firemen, Kay's Delight, Highland Whiskey, Welcome to Tyneside, Castles in the Air, Norman Whitelaw, Rose Among the Heather, and Good Night and Joy Be With You. Now forward to the end of the 17th century, 1695, when Henry Every earned the name King of Pirates for an audacious act of piracy against a convoy of 25 Grand Mughal ships making the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. They captured up to £600,000 in precious metals and jewels, equivalent to over £115 million in 2023, and causing serious damage to England's fragile trading relations with the Mughals. Despite a huge bounty being offered, Every was never captured and disappeared from all records. He is considered to have died between 1699 and 1714, and his treasure has never been recovered. So, two dances for Henry Every: Gates of India, a 4x32-bar jig by Gene Atwood, and The Pirate, a reel, originally published by Nathaniel Gow as 24 bars, but reconstructed by the RSCDS in 2021 as 32 bars. I don't have the recording for this, and Gene Atwood's dance doesn't have one. So first we will have The Agitator, played by Scottish Measure, and then The Sailor's Hornpipe, played by Leonard Brown and his All Stars Band. Scottish Measure, played Charlotte A. Linsell by Andrew Lyons. Lochiel's Welcome to Glasgow by Alexander Cameron. Midlothian Pipe Band by Farquhar Beaton. And Mrs. Charles Graham's Welcome Home for a jig track called The Agitator. Leonard Brown's All Stars Band played six hornpipes, I think. Sailors, Storers, College, Lowe's, Chester, and the Trumpet. From the Sea to the Air for our last section, and forward again to 1906-9 in France. On this day in 1906, Alberto Santos Dumont flew his 14-bis aircraft at Bagatelle successfully for the first time. In 1909, sadly, Eugenie Lefebvre crashed a new French-built Wright biplane during a test flight at Viry-Châtillon, south of Paris, becoming the first aviator in the world to lose his life piloting a powered, heavier-than-air craft. The obvious dance, therefore, is, of course, The Aviator by Carola Fisher from RSCDS Book 52. Jim Lindsay and his band provided the recording. Jim Lindsay played Among the Clouds by Anselm Ligneau, his own tune, The Owl and the Pussycat, Miss Jenny Younger by Ian MacPhail, and Becky's Birthday Jig by Muriel Johnston for The Aviator from Book 52. Amazing what strides were made in the 30 to 40 years following, though two world wars provided the incentive. So we will finish with Jeff Middleton's 8x40 reel Flight of the Lancaster, in memory of Flight Sergeant Peter Brown, the last surviving Lancaster crew member, who died in December 2022, aged 96. The dance is published in Ewan's most recent book, Dances of Valour. Ewan Galloway played the Dam Busters March by Eric Coates, March Past of the RAF, and the Army, the Navy and the Air Force by Edward Teshamasha and Herman Daruski. Enjoyed the programme and maybe learnt something. Join me again next week. Bye!